So it's fair to say the future of the festival is up in the air after a vote last week by a city council committee. Explain to us what happened.
So the Planning, Licenses, and Development Committee of the Keene City Council, which is the committee that issues licenses for community events, including the Keene Pumpkin Festival, decided on a unanimous vote of 5-0 last week to not renew the festival for this coming Pumpkin Festival, so the 2015 Keene Pumpkin Festival. And councilors also decided to vote that way without hearing from representatives from Let It Shine, which is the organization that organizes Pumpkin Festival.
So from the councilors who were there, who did vote, what were their complaints? What did they say?
The councilors heard from both the Keene police and the Keene fire chiefs. And I think the main concern is safety. In order for a festival to go forward next year, both the Keene police and fire chiefs felt that they need to have a comprehensive safety plan to deal with the type of violence that they saw last year, or at least prepare for the event that that may happen again. And also, city officials estimated that putting together the safety plan and the final costs of maintaining a safe festival footprint and then also the area around the festival could be around $200,000.
And so what have we heard from the group that actually organizes the festival?
Not a lot. We've heard a lot from, you know, people in the community saying that they are angry at city councilors. Some people are happy about the decision, and I think that's a lot of people whose neighborhoods are affected by just the loud parties and the all weekend partying that happens around Pumpkin Festival. But a lot of people are very upset. This is a long tradition in Keene. As far as Let It Shine goes, Ruth Sterling has emailed a letter to the editor of the Keene Sentinel and has written on social media that she hopes that Keene officials put together a comprehensive safety plan, not just for the Pumpkin Festival, but also for other events in Keene, such as like national sports, you know, championship games and things like that. But not a lot has been heard from Let It Shine.
So this was just a recommendation from the committee. It now goes before the full 15-member board Thursday night. What do you think the chances are this festival actually won't happen this year?
It's difficult to say because there is definitely a possibility that, you know, the rest of the members of the council could kick it back down to committee and say, reconsider this. We want you to take a little bit more time. And possibly we want you to hear from Let It Shine before you go ahead and make a full decision. But that being said, besides the councilors that were in, you know, on the committee and made the decision last week, there were a lot of other councilors in the audience who spoke and recommended that they didn't hear from Let It Shine and that they just voted to deny it. I think a lot of councilors, and I would say the majority of the city council, feels pretty strongly that they don't want to go forward with a festival next year or this year.
And as you mentioned before, this is really a long-standing event for the city of Keene. This year would actually mark the 25th anniversary of the festival. Has there been any talk about what the loss of the event would mean for the city and the downtown economically?
You know, it hasn't been as much that, at least on social media, as it has just been, you know, this is a loss of a great family tradition. But I think that, you know, that's also something that's being talked about. There is a little bit of debate among, I think, shopkeepers and people that are sort of more up on the economic situation of Keene than I am, of how much business the Pumpkin Festival really does bring. You know, a lot of people say, like, you know, it is great. It's by far our biggest day of the year. And other people say it's just a nuisance. And, you know, we don't really care either way.
Ellen Nelson is a reporter for the Keene Sentinel. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Michael.